On the 26th of May, for 5 days, our membership doors are open and you can join for as long as you wish. There's no contract. And even better, in May, we've got a win-win month, a refund challenge where our course is money. And if you don't like it, you get a refund, no questions asked. If you do like it and you listen to the recordings and you participate in the discussion, you also get a refund. So it's a win-win. You can't lose. The only thing that you would be investing is your time. And it's my job to make sure that that time is spent in the most life-changing, transformational, mind-blowing way imaginable. So I hope you'll join us. There's no risk. Come and see what you think. Try out some of the private study courses as well. And hopefully see you there. This is the Superpowered Mind podcast for inquiring individuals who are tired of the struggle for peace, happiness, and clarity. I'm Claire Diamond, ready to help you explore the principles of the mind, the self, and reality to unlock ultimate mental freedom. This podcast is the one to listen to if you're ready to experience the capabilities of the superpowered mind. Welcome to our episode on fear and security. Every day I speak to people who have intense fears, and it can be in any area of life. It can be in public speaking, driving, fear of their health, fear of dying, fear of not having enough money, fear of being rejected. So many different areas that we can be intensely afraid. And what they're wanting and what I really wanted so desperately when I was in the midst of my public speaking phobia was for the fear to be taken away. You know, I just looked at other people who were speaking fine, enjoying presentations and pitches, and I was nauseous and trembling, and my voice was completely shaking and disappearing, and and the shame, the humiliation of colleagues seeing me like that. I just wanted it all to go away. I was so desperate. And the absolute irony at the heart of fear is that that desperation for it to go away is what's keeping the whole thing in place. And so people come to me and they're on my courses and they're desperate. They want to feel calm. They want to feel peaceful. They want to feel at ease. They don't want this deep sense of terror and panic, anxiety, and also the shame that's at the heart of it. I shouldn't be feeling like this. And so what do we do, really? Because it's the vicious circle, isn't it? The more there's that desperate attempt to get rid of the emotions that seem problematic, while at the same time, this narrative that's going on in the mind of why this situation is so terrible, how the future projections of what's going to happen that look so real, that self-criticism, the self-blame, the leaping into other people's minds for what they'll be thinking, all of that is just taken as completely true, taken as completely that's factual. So it's in the mind. It's a narrative of what I am, what other people are, what the world is, what the future is. It looks real. So we've got the maintenance of the narrative by the mind itself, and we've got the desperate attempt to get rid of the emotions. And that, I think we could go as far as to say, that is the core problem in mental health, not just in fear, in panic attacks, anxiety, but in the whole range of mental health problems, is that dual desperation to get rid of the emotions and unquestioning belief in whatever the mind says is true. And so on our courses and with my clients, what we do is we bring everything back to sanity. We bring it all back to reality, because the feelings in the body, they're there. You know, they're not going anywhere. They're there to be had. And they're there to be had because there's been a lot of times in the past where they haven't been allowed to be there. And so they don't dissipate, they're not understood, they're not assimilated, they're just in the body creating this sense of absolute lack of ease. And so the first thing we say is, well, have the fear. It's a complete 180-degree turn. It's a reversal of what we've been doing all our lives. But instead, we make life about having the emotion, having whatever's there. And at the same time, on all our courses, we're looking at how unreliable the mind is. The mind is not a accurate truth teller. It's not something that can be relied on for true representation of anything. The mind is an incredibly creative, imaginative, conceptual device that is a superpower for humans, for sure. But particularly when it's that narrative, that belief structure is combined with enormous resistance and a sense of the identity being really vulnerable, then there's nothing in it that's reliable at all. And so it's a new training of how to live, which is a deeper, ongoing, deeper trust and openness to the body, because that's the sort of first starting point for all sensory experience, everything that's really going on, all information, attention, openly focused on the body without judgment, without resistance, is such a healthy, healing space. So that's our first point. And then a continuous, ongoing, deep, deep questioning of all the constructs of mind, particularly when it's in relation to what I think I am. Because that has come from layers and layers of belief, of influence from the people around us, from the media. It's a construct. This all the content of what I think I am is an acquisition. It's not a truth. The roles that I think I am, everything that those roles mean, is an acquisition. And we're interested in fundamental truth, which is the key to exiting this cycle, this ongoing cycle of fear and the re-traumatization that creates more fear and the shrinking of a world, the shrinking of activity, the turning in on ourselves, as everything is an attempt to reduce exposure to this mind-created fear. So what we could say, and what we always do say on our courses, is that fear is actually an enormous gift. Fear that relates to my identity, to what I think I am, to what I think I need to protect, to what I think I need in order to be okay, to what I think I need from other people in terms of attention, inclusion, regard. All of this, as it plays out in our lives, is an invitation to a greater and greater understanding of the power of the mind. And it's so interesting because it literally represents a shift from an ever-shrinking, ever more fearful life, when the mind is taken at surface value, when there's no inquiry, when there's just the blind following of whatever the fear is saying, to a mind that is engaged in absolute inquiry, deep exploration, in which the power of the mind, which before was our greatest handicap, that power, that imaginative, creative power, when it's literally creating images of a terrifying future, when that imaginative power is understood, it's no longer playing a role within the trauma of this body mind, this cycle that's on ongoing repeat. Now that power is understood. So the imaginations aren't believed anymore. They're recognized for the tremendous capability that they really are. And so this is why it makes all the difference. When someone comes on my courses, it makes an enormous difference whether they are there with an inquiring mind, a mind that says, I'm here on this course to explore what is real, to explore where behavior comes from, to explore what I really am, what the world really is, what perception really is, the role that belief and expectation plays in experience. When that is the approach, that's an open mind that is excited to have its concepts turned upside down, to have its belief structure blown wide open. That's a fantastic place for the mind to be, because that's its true nature. It's not designed to be confused and in terror and in continual flight from its own projections. That's just come from a misunderstanding of what the mind is. It's designed, and it has that power, for profound analysis, profound recognition of its own power and capacity. So when there is that inquiry, I know that someone is really ready for mind-blowing transformation. When someone is on my course with a fear and they are desperate for that fear to go, and they have these images of past and future that they keep running through in their mind, they keep telling me about, they will do anything for this panic to be got rid of. They just really, that's a mind that is wanting control desperately and understandably, so innocently. It's wanting to control these emotions, this future, this experience. And it is so understandable, but it's that desire to control the uncontrollable that fixes this mind in its own cycle and its own repetition, that is an ever worsening experience of life and of what we are. And it's interesting to see what is it shifts the mind out of that desperation to control emotions and experience. And I think it only does come from when the person hears something that is deeply resonant, that speaks to them about, you know, something that opens up a chink of light, a tiny bit of space in that rigid belief system. When there's something, I see, yeah, this thing I've been thinking all my life had to happen or was true, actually is a creation of mind. There's nothing of reality in it whatsoever. And these moments are breakthrough moments. I call them real peak experiences, when there's in the midst often of deep discomfort, maybe deep fear or panic, the attention is there, open for long enough that the mind itself can recognize its own projections aren't true. The thing it thought was going to happen exactly in this way never is what happens in actual reality. It can't. So that's what I think we can all start considering for fear. It's breakthrough understanding of what the mind can really do. And once that starts to open up, this enormous power of the mind, its creative and imaginative capacity is understood. And from there, fear is a gift. Genuinely, it's a gift, because it will open up a new space within something that was a conviction that was never true. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for listening to Superpowered Mind with me, Claire Diamond. If you want extra support in the exploration of your mind, download our exclusive subliminal recording, especially for podcast listeners, on bit.ly/podcastsubliminal.